College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm so glad to be on the porch, hanging out with y'all, having all these amazing guests, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline when they are on the phone. And most of the folks are here live and in person with me, like Colette Campbell, the Chief Talent Acquisition and Diversity Officer at Bremer Bank. Colette, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting us to be here, Shaletta. I have some gifts for you.
You have some gifts. I got treats. I love treats.
So
treats
I have some
fun.
Some sunglasses, some Bremer sunglasses, and we've got seeds at our booth. We got a bee mix, a basil sweet Italian, and a butterfly mix. That if you come to our booth, which is on Dan Patch Avenue under Underwood Feet, you too can get that gift. But thank you, Shaletta, for having us here.
Okay, I saw Bremer before I even got to the fair because y'all got a big billboard. So when you're stuck in traffic trying to get here, you're looking at it for 35 or 40 minutes. And then when you get here, you have a booth. Now, what is in the Bremer booth for folks who are at the fair and they're passing by or folks who are on the way and maybe listening? And they're like, why are we talking to Bremer Bank? What do they got going on at the fair? They got money on the stick. What's going on at the Bremer Bank booth?
You know, that is a great idea for a giveaway, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Okay. So we have been the proud sponsor of the fair since 2003. And in 2019, we unveiled our grain gazebo, which is over by the agricultural horticultural building. And it's just a few blocks here from the WCCO radio. So it's a nod to our status as one of the largest ag lenders in the nation. And we're also a sponsor of the ag horticultural building.
Now, you all do so much with farmers. You know, I've talked routinely on this show about my friends in Cottage Grove, the Tank family. They have a seed and a feed corn farm. They also do soybean. And I check in with them because there's been a drought the past couple of years, and they struggle. And just to know that we have a bank that is there for our farmers, it means so much because, you know, farmers are proud people. They don't want to ask for help. They will struggle through it. And I don't want to see anybody lose their farm or lose their land because the crop didn't come in.
Yeah, neither do we. And so that is what one of our commitments is, to always be working partners as partners with our customers, and particularly in our ag community.
Yeah. And you know, you all do such a good job with businesses. And I have to say, I remember when I started my podcasting network, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, I remember going to the bank and saying, I want to get a business checking account. And they were like, oh, what's your EIN number? And I said, what is that? I don't know what that is. I just have a business. I didn't know I needed to go to the federal folks and get a number. I'm trying to get all kind of tax charges against me, girl. I didn't know I needed any of this stuff. And it was my banker who said, you got to go to the federal government and get a tax ID number. You have to register with the Secretary of State. And then when you have those documents, you can bring those to the bank. And then you can open up a business checking account. That is just some basic information that I should have known but didn't. And having those lenders, because Bremer is a community bank, having those lenders there to help with business owners who are creative, who want to start something new but don't have that knowledge and information, you all are there to give it to us.
Yes, yeah, and we're proud of that. We're proud of wherever your business is at, whether you're starting a business or you're trying to grow your business. And of course, from the small businesses to the biggest type of businesses, we're your partner. I think that's what makes us a little bit unique in this marketplace, is that we're small enough to give you the kind of service and community service, the customer service that you want, but we're big enough to compete with the big boys and the big dogs. So we're happy about that.
And, you know, I'm working a lot with other small business owners just in a grassroots way. I don't belong to any organizations. I don't have any kind of foundation or nonprofit. And we're just trying to help each other one-on-one, individually and then collectively as a larger group of just small business owners all trying to help one another succeed. And, you know, we always talk about building generational wealth. That's the name. That's the everybody's catchphrase. I want to build generational wealth. I want to build generational wealth. Well, how do you do that? As a small business owner, you know, I can go out and work hard and make, you know, money. But how do I leave that for my kids? I don't want my kids to be out here struggling if something happens to me. I want to be able to build up wealth so that if something happens to me, or, you know, I want to pass it on to my kids so that they don't have to start at -5 like I did.
Yeah. You know, I think the topic of generational wealth is a very big topic. And I think it starts one step at a time of how do you even understand. So you talked about having a small business. One of the things that we're really committed to at Bremer Bank, you know, a lot of people put out even those equity statements and after 2022 and the killing of George Floyd. And how do we accelerate wealth in the Black community and minority communities? But some of it starts with how do we even understand kind of those building blocks to wealth. And so we offer a number of even classes within our communities that talk about wealth building so that you can have wealth and then have and build generational wealth.
And I have to say, when we start talking about George Floyd and the unrest that happened after his killing, I never thought that businesses would come back to the community, the ones who were burned down. I never thought that we would see a bank come back to the community. And Bremer Bank was one of the first to open after our city burned. And I was at the opening, and I stood in the back of the room and I cried. Because not only did you open a bank, but you opened a community center. You have rooms in there where people can come and have meetings. You're having classes in there for community folks who want to start a business and who want to learn about building wealth and, you know, having that information passed down from generation to generation. Just being there and hearing that commitment. Because, you know, a lot of people put out news releases. Listen. After George Floyd died, about what they were going to do and how committed they were. And when you start asking for receipts, you know, some of those companies didn't have anything to show for it. But to be in that room without anybody prodding or threatening or challenging or calling you out, you had already done the work. Your whole entire team was there. And just to be there in that space, it gave me chills.
Mm. Well, you know, we in 2021, we were in the Midway neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that was one of the neighborhoods that was really affected by damage. And we were one of the first businesses to kind of come back and build a bank that was better than we had before. And on Lake Street in 2022.
Yeah.
And I think just this idea of how do you reinvest and how do you continue to invest for the sustainability? We've got some folks here. I've got one of my colleagues in the executive team,
hey, Mitch,
and Brittany here. But, you know, it was not only the executive commitment to this work, but the ongoing commitment. And it's a part of our mission of cultivating thriving communities. And so we took this really seriously.
Yeah, y'all
did. We are a part of cultivating thriving communities. Everybody in the community needs to thrive.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
No,
it's not
it is
easy,
not.
But we've made a commitment not only in saying in words, but in dollars. We joined partnership with the Center for Economic Inclusion. It's our second year. And our first year, we didn't score as great as I wish we would have. And that was okay, because you need to know where you are to know where you need to go. And This work is something that is very, very important to us.
I tell you, the promises have come to pass and the faithfulness is unwavering. Colette Campbell, the Chief Talent Acquisition and Diversity Officer over at Bremer Bank. I'm telling you, I'm an absolute stalker. I admit it. I stalks people. I'm just sometimes in the back of the room looking. And she was at the Follow Your Dreams Career Fair and College Expo, and she was inspiring and empowering Minneapolis public school children. There were several hundred there, at least 300 or 400, and it was just amazing to watch her walk up and down those aisles and touch those kids and encourage and engage them. And that's just part of the work that she does and the mission that she carries out with the folks at Bremer Bank. Colette, did you know I was in the room? I wrote a whole spokesman recorder news story about that. I don't know if you saw it. I took a picture, wrote a whole story. I said, she ain't even gonna know I'm in the room.
Thank you. Well, I, that was the inaugural event that they did. So it was John Baker and a couple other individuals that put together this event for Minneapolis Public Schools. It was the most attentive, engaged group of young people I have been around in a long time. And, you know, my own story of, I mean, I never imagined in my wildest dreams that I would be working as an executive in financial services. I didn't see anybody that looked like me doing this when I was young or when I was thinking about. And so to be able to be in a room and remind these young people that their future is bright and they have to expand their thinking and possibilities because there's a lot there for them, that is an honor that I get to do that. I'm very, very blessed.
I am so, hold on, Sweet Martha just passed by. Fanshawe, did you get Sweet Martha? The lady in the yellow shirt, go run. She going to the bathroom. Just go stand outside the bathroom. And I'm for real, like, she going to the bathroom. She got a yellow shirt on. She headed to the bathroom.
Well, you have to hear about her dreams.
Pull Sweet Martha out the bathroom and bring her up here when she's done. Oh. Sweet Martha just went to the bathroom. Sweet Martha just went to the bathroom. She got a yellow shirt on. She probably using the restroom. As soon as she finished washing her hands, bring her over here to the booth, please. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you, girl. All right, you can go.
Yellow shirt and what else?
She got a yellow shirt on. You know what she look like? I just said she on the cover of the Star Tribune.
No, I don't live here.
I just sent you an article. Look on your phone. Look at her picture.
I don't have any connection.
You don't have any connection. Get to the bathroom before she finished using it. And bring me Sweet Martha. I want to talk to her. The woman made $4.5 million in 10 days. That's somebody I need to hear from.
We all need to hear.
Hello.
From.
Hello. Hello.
And does she need a bank?
Baby.
I think we are her bank here, actually, so that's okay.
But, you know, we're talking about those examples.
Yes.
And you're right. You know, it's so important for us to see who we want to be, and you can't be it if you can't see it.
That's
that why you're always out here talking to and encouraging and inspiring and empowering these kids?
I am, because, you know, it's, again, when you get to be in these spaces, there's certain things. I know when I was growing up and I saw professionals or black professionals that I aspired to be, they were nurses or they were things. And all of those are noble and great professions. But I did not see other things for myself.
Oh.
And so that is why I am in those spaces. And the organization invites me and allows me to be in those spaces because, again, that's our commitment of how do we not only talk about the talk, but walk the walk and show by example. So, yes.
And that is so true. So this is going to sound absolutely bananas. I don't even know if I ever talked about this. When I graduated from high school, I went to college for nursing. I went to Houston Baptist University for 3 whole years. What a waste of time, because I don't want to wipe my own butt. I knew I didn't want to wipe anybody else's butt. I don't want anybody taking my blood. So I knew I didn't want to take anybody else's blood. What was I doing? But like you said, that is all we saw as young black girls. You're going to either be a nurse or a teacher. You don't think, I knew I didn't want to deal with any kids at the time, but hey, y'all, but I knew that I wanted to be of service. So nursing was the only other profession I had available. But to your point, I never saw anybody. I might be a banker today, but I never saw anybody in finance.
Right. You would be a good banker because it's all about relationships, solving problems, and helping people get to their goals. So you'd be great.
Oh, girl, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. I just took some money out to petty cash and bought some stuff for my kids. Don't tell me that. The boss is going to be like, now, wait, there's some receipts missing. Who took spent $27 on funnel cakes? I didn't hear anybody talk about funnel cakes. But I'm just so glad that you are spending part of your Saturday here with us. Again, we are live at the Minnesota State Fair at the WCCO radio booth. Come on down, have a seat, hang out with us on the front porch. We are having a great time. If you're on the way here, we would love to have you join us. Steve Thompson is coming up next after my show. So we're going to be here today for a few more hours of live radio programming. And Colette, I'm so grateful for you and your team at Bremer Bank for not only the work that you do in community, but for how you have raised the standard. Because this is the thing, when you all are doing it and other folks see it, they got to raise it up too. You know what I mean? If nobody's doing anything, nobody has to do anything. But if somebody's doing something, then everybody has to do something. You are leading by example, and I appreciate y'all so much for that.
Oh, well, we're really excited to be here, and we're also encouraged by what other people are doing. And it's like you said, it's together, right? And the more that we do together, the more that we can make impact. And Bremer is excited. We're celebrating 80 years, and we're proud of 8 decades of living our purpose. And to mark this occasion, we're donating $10,000 to 8 nonprofits across our footprint, which is Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. And donations are going to go to local nonprofits that exemplify our 3 philanthropic pillars, which are economic empowerment, affordable housing, and financial education. So I just want to invite people, if you want to learn more, we're at the Grain Bin. If you want a free pair of great glasses or seats,
I got mine.
We're there. And if you need to cool off, we've got some portable fans because it's hot out here.
It is hot.
We'll give you a little bit of a breeze.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and I thank you for coming and hanging out with me on the porch. I love y'all, Bremer family. Thank y'all so much
Mitch
for being
Brittany
here.
Mitch and Brittany in the audience. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Shaletta, for inviting us.